Right there. That's it, Jennifer. Let's end. Fuck. Wait, don't make me come. Don't do it. Don't. Let me get on top of you. Sit on that fucking face. Do you think Jordy can hear us? Wait, I'm gonna turn up the music a little more. This is my paranoia. Come on. Yeah, just like that. You like your cousin right in your face. Just like that. Oh god. This feels even better than your kids. I'm gonna come. Just like that. Fuck. Oh god. Can't believe I came this much. Shit. Oh fuck. Oh shit. I know. Oh god. Okay, what time is it? Oh my god. Can you believe it? We've been fucking since 2 a.m. It's lunchtime. I wonder what Jordy thinks. Fuck. Anyway, let's go. I agree. We should go eat first, and then maybe go on a hike. Yeah, let's invite Jordy along. Oh, fuck. I can't get up. Isn't it nice out here? You know what was pretty crazy was... You know, when I first came on the train, you can see just green whizzing by. I don't remember this house being so far away from the city, you know? I mean, I guess when you're a kid and you live in a different state, you kind of don't really think about these sort of, like, relative terms and, you know, real units. You're just like, it's far away. I'm going there for the summer. So, Jordy, I heard that you're, stopping the whole college thing. What happened? Not for you, huh? Well, I mean, I guess that's okay. Where's your sister going? Okay, yeah. Oh, look at her. She's photographing that little flower. Come on, let's lie down and just look at the sky. so amazing. This is like the best thing to do right before college. You know what I mean? I don't know. I don't know if college is for me either. I mean, I feel like it would take time away from thinking about clothes and thinking about fashion and thinking about textiles and all that. But I don't know. I'm going to try it out. And if I don't like it, then, you know, it's just scholarship money that will never come back. So what happened to your girlfriend? I heard that you guys were getting married. Is that happening still? Oh, you guys broke up? Why? Oh, got it. Well, I'm sorry about that. You know what? That's right. Yeah, no, I agree. I'm sorry. Just hate to see you with a broken heart. You know what's funny? I brought my mood board, you know, that thing with all the little fabrics on it, and my mood journal. And I also got all the journals that I wrote as a kid. And I wanted to bring them here so that way I can kind of get inspiration by thinking about things differently and, you know, trying to remember my childhood, but also by studying what's happening. Let me see if I have here. Anyway, why it reminded me was, you know, I mean, your dad, he doesn't want to get married. He'd rather just be single. But when he was about our age or your age, my mom said that he was like the worst playboy ever. And it happened right after his engagement broke off with the first girl. And he just snapped and went wild. Did you know that your dad was like a model? Like, he's the model naked. And he was part of like an artist community. Yeah. I was kind of wondering where those proclivities came from, because my parents are like not artistic at all. But yeah, you kind of remind me of Uncle Mike. And I'm just bummed out that I didn't get to see him. He said he would be here. I kind of wonder if he's avoiding me. Why would he avoid me? Well, it's I don't know. It's kind of weird. Okay. Oh, man, I just want to turn over. The grass feels really good, huh? Well, okay, so you know how we used to come here every summer? Yeah. Anyway, I just want to tell you something. Like, your dad, why do I keep calling him your dad? Uncle Mike is like super attractive. I don't mean just to me, you know, like, I just mean he's a really attractive guy. It's kind of hard to say that without sounding a little creepy. But, you know, even as a kid, I have this really specific memory of him. It was probably when I was 8 or 9, and everyone was still asleep, and the sun was about to come up, and I had gone out into the kitchen because I wanted to get a glass of water, and I saw your dad. He was standing on the deck, and he was smoking, and he was just wearing his boxers. And the sun was rising, and he was just sitting there smoking. And like the way that it made his body look, even for his age, just so in shape. It's kind of weird that even that young, that something would just spark in me. So I went up to the patio door and kind of off to the side so that way he wouldn't see me. And I swear to God, first boner I've ever seen, and it is fucking huge. Have you ever seen your dad's dick? Weird question, I know. But hopefully it runs in the family, because his dick is huge. But I don't know what it was. I just developed this weird fixation on it. And I don't know if he ever told anyone because I didn't. It just feels weird. Hey, Jen, sit down for this. I'm telling Jordy about your dad's dick. Okay, you don't want to. You don't want to listen. Okay. All right, just keep photographing. That's fine. So, when we're all at the table eating breakfast, I sat near your dad. I just wanted to touch it because I'd never seen like a boner before. I just wanted to touch it. And you know, I mean, as a kid, you don't know that it comes and it goes. And so I was kind of like trying to feel for it under the table with one hand and eating with the other. I was like looking at him and I started to feel around his leg going, where is this boner? And right in his lap, I could feel it growing as I was, you know, feeling around for it. And just the sensation and the warmth of it underneath his pants just getting harder and just more rigid and trying to break through his khakis, but of course not being able to, was just the most raw sensation. And he kept trying to take my hand away. He wasn't saying anything. He was looking at me and going, no, no, don't do that. But I kept coming back and I just wanted to touch it, you know? I got a really good grab at one point. And it was weird, you know, like when you get older, you kind of learn these normal motions. You know, when you fap off, you kind of do it in a certain way up and down the shaft. But have you ever done it so slowly where you kind of just hold on to the skin and just ever so slightly move it up and down? I was doing that through his pants, trying to just feel the skin move against this huge just mass. And that's when he got really upset, and I don't know if you guys remember, but he just shouted at me. Anyway, later on that night, it turned out that I think it was also the first night that I learned to touch myself, because something just got me going. And I didn't really know how everything worked, but I just felt this strong urge to just, you know, just start moving my hand over that part of my body that corresponded with where his boner was, just to see what I can feel. And it was so smooth. And so I just put my hands inside my underwear, just like this. You know, when you get older, you learn to masturbate with two fingers, or, you know, get your girlfriend going with two fingers. When I was a kid, I just ran my hand up and down, just up and down. And it felt so good. I was so concentrated. You know, at this time, I wonder if in a way I wanted to get caught, because I had left the door open and my legs are just wide open like this. And I think everyone else was either at the store or something, but it was just me and Uncle Mike there. And I had my legs open like this and I had my hand just in my underwear. I had my eyes closed, but when I looked out, I saw him watching me, and that's when we just locked eyes and I was just touching myself until I felt something tingle. Anyway, when I looked back, he was just gone. But for some reason, you know, every single time I came over the summer after that, you know, he was always on some business trip or something. So I know it's kind of weird. I know it's a weird story about your dad. Are you fucking aroused right now? Oh my god. Yes. Yeah, I did want to see him. I mean, in part to apologize to him and to try and explain myself, you know? Because it's not like a dark curiosity that I have. He's just so sexy. Yeah, I mean, I see a lot of him in you. You know, just sort of that mystery. That's why I'm not really worried, you know, that what happened to you with your girlfriend happened. You know, you're a really good looking guy. And oh, so you actually heard it? Yeah, we had the music pretty loud. Yeah. Well, I mean, if I did, I mean, sometimes I do wish that I weren't his niece and that I could just have one raw fuck. I know, it's like such a weird thing to say. I mean, I don't know what it is about this summer and just kind of, I don't know. But yeah, I mean, you definitely remind me of him. Why are you putting my hand over your boner? So it does run in the family. Oh fuck, it is huge. Ooh. Jordy, what if your sister sees? Okay, well, let's hide each other here. Kind of, we're on our sides like this. Are you a good kisser? Show me. Fuck, I'm tingling all. Jordy, you're making me so horny. God, I love the way you touch me. Feels so good. No. Let's not come right now. Let's go back to the house. Hey, Jen? Yeah, so we'll meet you back up at the house. I wanted to get a couple shots in and then probably just rest a little bit, you know? Okay. Oh, yeah, Jordy, and let me show you some of my journals. Okay. All right, meet you back there. No, don't lock the door. Gonna be suspicious. You've never been dry humped before? What century are you living in? Do you like it though? Thank you. I've always thought you were really cute too. I'm just gonna move my panties so that way I can just rub my wet pussy all over your dick. The tip. I'm just gonna rub it against my clit. I'm just gonna slide the tip a little bit into my vagina. Just a little in and out, just like that. fucking gonna fuck me. Just put a little bit more in. Slide it out. Just put a little bit more in. Slide it out. In. Out. I think I could put my whole vagina around this. I've never had a dick this big before. Shower.